Swim along as best music on Rise FM with Asha, Bad Habits, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. The quantity surveying profession is a superb career for men and women who have a desire to involve themselves in the exciting world of construction and development. However, it can at times be confusing umongakonihlukanisa i-land surveying and quantity surveying. So if you are one of those who are keen on pursuing it, you will be pleased to know that this evening I am speaking to Dr. Josephine Lale, a professional quantity surveyor and the vice president of the South African Quantity Surveyors.
Ooh. Thank you, Fezile, for having me, and good evening to your viewers and all your listeners, rather.
Thank you for availing yourself, and thank you for being the inspiration that you are. I am one woman who's very passionate about celebrating women that are doing great in their industries. And just to correct it, you're the vice president of the South African Quantity Surveyors profession. Yes.
Well, now, done. There you go.
Yeah, now, finally, I didn't want to say organizations. Hey, I must do it proper. Congratulations on that, because I do believe that we must celebrate each other as women. There are others that are being inspired by that who are still on a journey. And that is why I really appreciate you availing yourself this evening for this conversation.
Thank you, President. Thank you for your kind words.
Now, for someone who says, hey, I'm not sure, but I do love construction, what is quantity surveying? What role do quantity surveyors play in the construction industry?
They play a very important role. I mean, infrastructure is quite expensive. When you're talking about public infrastructure, for that matter, we use taxpayers' money. So they need to be accountability as to how we spend the money. And construction is different. Like, if you were to ask me now and say, how much will my house cost to build? I want to build a 3-bedroom house. Well, I could tell, I can't just always give you, you know, a thumb suck, especially if it's going to be complex. I have to ask you a lot of questions, like, oh, is it going to be face brick? Is it going to be plaster and paint? What are the finishes? So I can give you the actual correct price because of those things play a role. So construction is it's complex, so it needs specialist knowledge, and then therefore somebody has to be able to help you to be able to quantify and also to price so that you can be able to get to the correct price. So quant surveyors are more like construction accountants.
Oh, okay. Now, in order to become a quantity surveyor, what are the subjects you must have done in matric? Because I can imagine for someone who matriculated last year and is unsure, you know, is taking a gap year, this might just be something that they can pursue that they'd be good at. But what subjects do they need to have in order to be able to pursue a career in quantity surveying?
Very good question, Fezile. Maths is important. Mm. Obviously, English, because of the medium of you know, communication is English, as well as physics. Those are the three major subjects that one has to do in matric.
All right. And with unemployment being high, why should one consider quantity surveying? What are the opportunities available? Because I do feel like when making a decision, especially for matriculants, they look for something that can ensure that they will definitely get a job. That becomes the most important factor when choosing what to do at higher level. So what are the opportunities?
There are quite a lot of opportunities, and they will be happy to know that the Department of Home Affairs has identified the quantity surveying profession as one of the skills that are needed in the country. So there are many opportunities for quantity surveyors. For instance, you can work as a private quantity surveyor. Once you get your qualification and you become what we call a professional quantity surveyor, you can work independently. You can actually start your own firm and be your own boss. And then you can work for a construction company, like big construction companies that are doing major infrastructure projects. You can work on those and you can get paid very well. You can also work in the engineering sector, the mining, the petrochemical. You can also work in the financial institutions like banks. You can also work in the public sector in government. That's where we need most of our quantity surveyors to help with big infrastructure projects that government has. And also you can work in you can become a researcher, you can become like me, a lecturer, senior lecturer. You can also, some people even go into programming and be able to help us in terms of using the software that we need to carry out our jobs. Mm. So there are quite a lot of opportunities. That is why it's identified as one of the skills that are needed in the country.
You did touch on something very important, which is technology, which is slowly becoming a threat to jobs, because a lot of people now always look at, you know, is this something that I might lose in a few years due to technological advancement? So with technology being a slight threat for jobs, how is technology influencing the quantity surveying profession?
A very, very good question. I think this is not only for quantity surveys, it's actually across, because I actually do my research on this. And every time I give talks, people get a bit scared about technology, but technology should not ever be looked at as a threat. It should be looked at as an enabler, something that's going to help us to improve on how we do things, help us to better deliver our services to clients. So technology should be looked at as something that can help us. So when you look at a technology, it's not about what can technology do to me, is that how can I use technology to my advantage? So that is always the case. So I find that, you know, once you start to understand how technology can help you, you can see how you can actually do your work better and actually create opportunities for yourself, more than it taking away anything from you. So there are many things that technology can help us. There are things that we're doing that are, you know, like redundant. Like since now we have... the COVID has helped us to see how we can work more efficiently. Like sometimes you'd have to drive to go for a meeting. Now we can even do online meetings, and we find that we can be able to do more instead of wasting time driving. So technology has actually helped us. So that is just one example.
And I love speaking to someone who says, I do research, because I'm also like that. I like doing research on my field of interest. So for someone who's listening, for someone who says, you know, I'm quite intrigued by this, and I think it might be something that I want to pursue. Can you say how the profession is likely to evolve due to socio-technical changes?
Very good question. In terms of the evolution of the quantity surveying profession, we do what we call traditional. There was like a traditional role of a quantity surveyor, where we would say that we do things in a way that, let's say we use a lot of manual things and, you know, operations. So now we are evolving because of technological advancement. So it means that we'll have to adapt to what technology is calling us to do. So some of the traditional functions, we will not do as much. We will, computers will, or self AI and other technologies will take over. So it will actually help us to evolve into other more roles. So we'll see ourselves, in places like, for instance, where we advise, especially on future things like value management, life cycle costing, being able to predict easily how things are going to be in future, and also occupying other spaces in terms of our position in the industry. So other people are thinking of, like, we will even be able to get into spaces where we advise, or we are the initiators of actual projects because of the information that we will have. And instead of doing things like the way that we used to do, like go to site, take measurements using, you know, traditional instruments that we use, now we can use laser technology, we can use drone technology. So we will do, it means that we can deliver projects faster, more efficiently, more cost-effective, basically.
No, because of time, I'm going to have to cut you right there. But it's quite interesting, and it also opens our eyes to the fact that we don't know much about construction, because whenever someone speaks of construction, I imagine, oh, I'm always going to be messy. So now if I choose a career in construction, I won't be able to wear a suit and look great. And so what you're actually telling me is that we can look forward to a future where you can wear heels and go to work as a quantity surveyor. You don't have to worry about those booths and the reflector and it's promising. We are getting there slowly and surely.
That's true, though. I know that, you know, like sometimes if you think about it, you can be on site and you can also be in the office. You know, you don't always have to be on site. Depends on what work you want to do. So now with all these technologies that are helping us, maybe you will spend less time on site because we will be able to manage site actually, or be able to see what's happening inside, sitting in the comfort of your own home, even if you're working from home or even in your own office, dressed up nicely. So those are some of the things that are coming. But I think we should not be afraid of, exploring, you know, quantities are being professional because of that. There is so much you can do. As I said, some of my colleagues or people that I graduated with have been working in banks. So they're like, you know, in the financial sector where they actually have to dress up all nicely. They have to be on site wearing boots and hard hats.
No, thank you very much for availing yourself. And I hope that someone has been inspired. You heard, you don't always have to wear those boots. You can look amazing. The future is looking bright. Please do enjoy the rest of your evening, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Tazila, for having me. God bless.
Thank you. That was Dr. Josephine Lale, a professional quantity surveyor and the vice president of the South African quantity surveyors profession. So, you heard of all the opportunities. You can end up at a bank. You can end up anywhere. But I certainly do believe within 2025, be open to trying something new. Be open to pursuing a career that might be slightly different to what we are normally used to. But